3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday get-together. I'm Mike O'Mara, your charming host, along with Josh Sorokin and Rob Spiewak. And this is the Thursday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. Trying to sound as newsy and serious as we can. You know, there was a day, Josh, you don't remember this, you weren't born yet, where newscasters spoke like this to create with phenomenal baritones that created an image of total authority. And that's why they spoke with a punchy way. The best example would be the late, great Edward R. Murrow, who spoke like this and you knew. And then he was followed by Walter Cronkite.
Wouldn't you say that Cronkite would be the sort of the benchmark for the baritone
definitive example of that?
Because he was a TV guy. And Murrow was, you know, he went back to like a radio career, but I think that Cronkite's your guy.
Did TV, though. But I will tell you that I pine for those days. That's where I go live in the past. And by the way, I will be periodically talking about the bonus show that comes up tomorrow, because there are several things on the bonus show that I find fascinating. And I'll be teasing it. One of them is the world of AI women. And I determined that it was something that would really best be left uncensored, where we could have a real discussion on it, because it's still the new frontier, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that it's interesting. But also something that popped into my head after yesterday, when we had a bit of a snarky moment with Rob, when I said, well, what really does interest you? Because Rob, I think when we talk, when Josh and I talk politics or baseball, Rob kind of just opens his mouth and something comes out, but he's not into it. And then he says, I'm not really interested in politics. And so,
You see, you are more well-versed in politics.
No, but I mean, you're not really, the reason I am, if you were interested in it, you would probably be more well-versed in it, because you, stuff that you care about, you have a depth of knowledge about, correct?
Yeah. Regarding politics, though, it's not that I'm disinterested. I know what I like. I know what I think is right and what's wrong.
Right. I know
perhaps
that.
Am more hesitant to offer, because I don't feel as educated as you or Josh in the field of politics.
How do you feel about AI women?
AI women, I'm going to go crazy with it. I'm going to make an AI woman president.
Will you be fascinated by that? Will you
I will.
Interested by it?
Absolutely. And Mike, and before we move on, and
well,
I know
I'm
you're talking about
to tease the bonus show, and if you'd allow me to, that would be wonderful.
This has to do with that, but
I'll go
after.
About you. So you can button it for a second, because it's what really interests you. What are you passionate about? That's on the bonus show. We could do it on the regular show, too, but I thought it might be a nice little thing, because we're full on the regular show.
Everything I'm passionate about is too dirty to talk about on the regular show.
You know, I wasn't going in that direction.
I know,
I was really kind of, just laying it out.
I wanted to offer another tease for the bonus show, though, you reminded me, I don't know that I've ever told you Walter Cronkite's favorite dirty joke.
No, you haven't.
And I've been thinking through my head if there's a way I can tell it on this program, and I can't. So let's tell the Walter Cronkite joke on the bonus show. It's worth it.
And that is a joke that was delivered by Walter Cronkite?
Yeah, not on stage or on TV or anything, but when he was like at cocktail parties, and it's sort of a legendary joke that he told.
Really?
Yeah.
I was on stage with him on, I believe it was the Eastern Shore of Maryland many, many years ago. I have no idea why I was there.
You told me that?
Yeah, I've told that story about him backstage, where he would jingle the change in his suit pants or his suit coat. I think he was jingling change. And I always thought
like
that was
like a nervous habit?
Like a nervous tick that he had before he went on
stage. My grandfather would jingle his keys constantly.
I was there for some radio part of it, where I had a function at this thing, and then he was the headliner.
I remember. No, it was you and he were there together to perform Who's On First.
That's exactly right. That's right.
That's
but I stood next to Walter Cronkite, which I think is a pretty cool thing. He was retired, I believe, at the time, and he was down in St. Michael's, with his because he had his sailboat down there. That's
he
what
should
I
have said to you, Mike, don't work for CBS. That should have been the one piece
no,
of advice
he looked at me
he
and said, hey, I hear that change. Go and get some. Go and grab some for you.
Would you like to reach into my $100 pocket?
No, that didn't happen. this, I have many moments where I have to share with you, it's my therapy. Coming in and doing this show is my therapy. I don't, this particular show has, I think, all the aspects of my personality. I really, really do. I think it's got the comedy part, it's got the what upsets me part, and then it's got the what touches me part, what moves me. And it really, really is all over the place. If we get to everything, I have no idea whether we will or we won't. But I will start with the most ridiculous, as far as I am concerned. And I wrote it this way. I said, a nice thing about my kids' school is no longer. And why I let this get under my skin is beyond me. I will not share names. I will not share the detailed message that went out from the school, from a particular person that sent it. She may just be the messenger that sent the memo out. Mm-hmm. But yesterday,
but it is from the school.
Were you taking too long in the drop-off line?
It was not taking too long. No, not
at
all.
Did you design an AI teacher?
By the way, I practically don't let the wheels stop when I'm in the drop-off line.
Yeah, I can understand.
And pretty much the pickup line, too. I get there early. And by the way, this is unrelated, but it's another thing that pissed me off. I get there, like, ridiculously early because the beginning of school, you get parents that get there early.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to get my son down to do a little golf practice with me, and so I wanted to be first. So I got there maybe for a 2:30 pickup. I got there right about 1:30. A full hour.
Wow.
And that's and parents
a lot.
That's not early enough to be the first.
Well, it was, Josh. Okay. This is what killed me. And then a Tesla zoomed past me. Here's the way it's laid out.
Okay.
You have a row of cars that are parked, multiple rows. It's the parking lot. And then you're in one of these rows where you have cars on the right of you. Cars on the left, here I am stuck in the middle with you. And then you look straight ahead, and there is the sports complex where the kids are picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was done all year is that your first person in line goes to the very end of the car line, not directly parallel to the sports complex, because there may be a bus or a shuttle that might be taking one of the sports teams out, and you don't want to get in the way. So I'm there, and at about, I want to say 1:45-ish, this little Tesla just poops right by me. Zooms right by me and parks right in front. They're just cutting the line and saying, they knew I was there. Every other person comes in back of me and waits patiently. But this person, now, I have no interest in dying on that hill, as I like to say, because that can get you in a world of hurt. And if it's a new parent, don't want to be the a-hole. As a matter of fact, it
I'm
doesn't
sure they're
count
better
as
than
a-
you.
What's that?
I'm sure they're better than you with their Tesla.
Of course.
I'm sure they
it's
are.
It's always and a well, Tesla driver.
I am sure they think they are. And
Mike,
so,
in front of you at the school, I know that you stopped at the proper point, but where this Tesla pulled in front of you, was there like an electrical outlet he needed to get to?
No, there was not, Rob. There are no charging stations on the campus.
Just
of the
checking.
School.
Yeah.
So that happened. And once again, I have heard.
What is your initial reaction when he passes? Is it disbelief? Is it anger? Do you laugh?
No, it's just like annoyance.
Okay, I get you.
Mild annoyance. And then I immediately, right after I feel that annoyance, remember other parents sharing stories of car line altercations that were
ugly,
beyond the pale.
Sure.
Like car line altercations that have gotten kids kicked out of the school, and with kids that didn't do anything just because of their parents. That's
wow.
how bad it's
I
gotten.
I can see that.
And I'm sure that's happened at schools everywhere where, you're in a car. It's a moment where anytime people have to queue up, there's always the danger of that happening. But that's not what bothers me.
All right.
one of the things that my wife, and to a much lesser extent me, one of the things we enjoyed was popping in at the appointed lunch half hour that my kid has. And you're allowed, I don't know how many schools do this, you were allowed to just pop in and you could sit down and enjoy lunch with your little one. And
have I? That, am I mistaken, or did Carla do that this week? I thought I saw something on Facebook. Yeah.
Yes. Memo comes out. First sentence tells me immediately everything I need to know. We know that you love having lunch with your
kids.
We are happy. Something like, we're happy that you love to have lunch with your kids.
Did Carla do something to ruin it for everyone?
That's the first thing I thought.
Was she boozy?
Because I'm sick that way.
She shows up with her hot, boozy breath.
Who wants to have Mrs. O'Meara's table?
I brought some French fries for everybody.
And the long and short of it is no more. One of the nicest,
sweetest. Do they cite a reason?
No. And that's the thing. It's it's simply, we love, but let me tell you, we're not doing it anymore. And the rule now is for the, and I believe it's 30 minutes. And I don't think it's more than that. It's a 30-minute lunch period. Mm-hmm. And in order to dine with your child, you have to sign them out. Take them out to lunch and bring them back to the school.
That might be a Florida thing because that rule changed last year for my kids.
Really?
Well, last year we noticed that because we tried to send a grandparent to have lunch with their kid and they had to do the sign out, eat in the car, or go to McDonald's
but
and then go back.
To be fair, it wasn't their grandparent. It was just a grandparent.
Yeah, just a random one.
A random grandparent. Here's
so
the thing.
You're still allowed to lunch, but you have to take them off campus?
Well, I'm not doing that.
No, it's ridiculous.
The thing, here it is.
In the car.
And then here's the interesting thing. When I did it, and I've done it multiple times, maybe twice last year, maybe three times tops.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think in the school year. Do I like seeing my kid? Yeah. But the real fun for us is sitting down with all of his friends.
Sure.
Right.
That's the joy.
You want to see them in context.
100%.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
And Mike needs an audience.
It's
the best part is
that.
The last
that is so true. Because it is that happened one time. That was a great lunch I had where I was rolling. The room was right.
Well,
I was rolling and I had a great time. Nothing brings me more joy. Joy as kids making adults laugh, I think I get the joy out of making kids laugh. It's
principal
a lot of fun.
Get on the PA and introduce you at lunchtime.
No. But you get
no,
to
you're
see,
right though. You're exactly right about making kids laugh. It's the best.
You get to see his mates, you get to see his classmates, you get to see his teachers, you get to see the administrators. I know a lot of people in that school, and it was just on and gone. And then you get up and they go and you go. I don't know what happened.
Is this all grades?
I don't know if it's in upper school. It certainly
maybe
was in elementary and middle. I know
I was going to say, maybe, you know, as they get older, they sort of squash that. I don't know. I don't know the reason would be.
I think it's a school safety thing of having creeps in the building.
Really?
Yeah. Of having you where you're then around other kids that aren't your kid.
But
and the school doesn't
let
want
me explain
any
that.
Responsibility.
You sign in, Josh.
Oh, I know. You sign in and you do a background check and all ahead of
but
time.
But I mean, no, you sign in. You can't like walk into where they're eating. You have to walk through the front desk and you have to get a name tag and you have to put your driver's license in and do all of that. So that
and tip the maitre d'. If you want a good table, you need to really grease
the
palm.
That's the creep factor.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it
the creep factor that you eliminate right there. And
maybe you could go in and do morning announcements. That way you can still get your audience.
That's a sore subject for me, Josh. I never got to do morning announcements.
This was a bee in my bonnet all day. And
now, I got to
really,
know you.
And Carla's the one that really loves doing it.
Because you
she
and Carla
does it
have
many more times than I
done it. Josh, have you ever gone to school and dined with a child? Your
I
child.
Have.
Okay.
I have.
I never did. So I can understand why it would be really cool, but I don't think it's just something that's done up here.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know how that works, but it was really something that was, I don't want to overplay it mm-hmm. and say that it was that positive, but it certainly was not a negative. It was mm-hmm. certainly something where
right.
you just got a feeling. You said, hello, hello, and hello. And the only thing that has changed, no, this is where,
okay.
see, this is where I just got to shut my big mouth.
Yeah, we're towing the line right now. Mike, when you went in to go for lunch, would you bring lunch for Michael?
No, they have a really one of the nicest things about this joint is they got some good chow.
Oh, so you would get their food there too?
Yeah.
Do they charge you student prices?
Nope.
Wow.
They don't need to. Anyway, what was that, Josh? What were you going to say?
I was wondering if you stood in line with the kids for your lunch.
Yeah.
Like,
in fact, they would let the parents. They would let the parents. Now, here's my bone.
Yeah, your bone
to pick. The only thing that's changed is that there is a new sheriff in town. Okay? There's a new sheriff. There's a new person in a new position. That's all I will say.
Okay.
I will entertain no questions.
All right.
Because I don't want to get in trouble. But the other thing might be if the efficiency of the lunch, but I have never observed that many parents that have been doing, because it would always be I might go on this day, and it was very random, and I'm sure
right.
there were multiple days when there were no parents at all there. Most of the days probably were like that. So I don't understand how that could happen. And I know,
would think,
hold on, at the school year
yeah.
beginning, they probably would have more than normal. But here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
At least you should put, instead of saying we love, well, no, you don't love.
Because you canceled.
You don't love it right. because you stopped it. So how's about a little more detail? And there was none, which in my humble opinion, I have to really keep it in my pants. This is
That's
where
right.
I just go dark on it. In my every bad decision
mm-hmm.
and every decision where it's not justifiable never seems to have an explanation. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice, kind word followed by we're changing it with no suitable explanation than vague, generic
terms. Was there any chance there were certain parents taking advantage of the free lunch?
I don't believe there could
be. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
I asked my wife and I said, you know, do you think anybody's like, because it's certainly not going there for the chow, because it's, you know, it's cafeteria kids stuff.
Yeah. How many other parents did she see there?
I don't think there are. Every time I have been there,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, it's only three, maybe tops, but I never saw another parent when I was there.
Did the parents that show up, are they often unhomed and they just want a warm meal?
Sure.
How quickly did the email come out after Carla's visit?
You're looking for a conspiracy same that day. Isn't there, Josh. I don't think that
well,
exists.
I think it was either same day or the day after.
When okay. Whenever a rule changes, Mike assumes it's directed at him.
Of course.
No.
So I take it personally.
All right,
I take it personally. It's hard. And by the way, when you send out a generic memo to
yeah.
everybody,
all points bulletin,
without any real explanation, one does tend
sure.
to speculate.
But
on that
is that's because we're broken. I think.
I don't think so. I think they're. I don't think we're the only ones.
I think we probably focus on it more.
Really,
I would think so. But I'm going to make.
It was one of the things I dug, and it was like
yeah.
a way of getting in touch with what's going on there. I think it's great.
I have a comment that doesn't have anything to do with your school. Just I'm speaking in broad terms here. It has
okay.
nothing to do with what we're talking about.
All right.
But sometimes when an organization brings in a new leader, the leader will make a drastic cutting policy change to show, A, they're in power, and B, to show that I don't understand why this was a thing. I didn't see it before, so I don't want to see it now, and so it's going to end. Sometimes that happens in organizations.
Maybe he just right. wants to make the school great again.
She. Anyway, it's, yeah, I'm sorry. No, I said my piece, and I get it out here, because I think when I had mentioned when something like this goes down, you kind of hope that there'll be a little blowback, but I'm not, once again, I use the expression, not going to die on that hill.
Right.
Far too many things are far more important to me, which I would and I kind of you hold that back. And if you're the person that bitches about something as minor as that, I'm sorry. Would I like an explanation, a further explanation?
Sure.
Yes. Would I probably understand it more if there was more detail? Yes. Is it something that I feel so strongly about that I'm going to take it anywhere else other than this show? No. I'm not, because I just don't feel like it's legit.
When you did it, was there any, did you sense even a trace of awkwardness for your son?
No.
Okay.
Oh God, no. I mean, if that existed, then you don't do it. No.
All right.
It's at that age, at his age now and younger, I think they love it. They absolutely enjoy it.
Sure.
The kids are hysterical to be around. They really are. So I just wish there was more explanation. And I'm not even sure if there are multiple parents that would feel the same way as I do, and whether if they did feel the same way as that they would actually reach out and say, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to? What's that?
You know,
I don't feel there are too many things that are way more important.
I know who's not going to reach out. The Tesla parent. They don't
probably
care.
Not.
No.
And maybe they'll replace it with something else. Like last year they replaced it with donuts with dads.
I hate where
dads. See, I hate that. I don't want to see the other dads.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
And I don't want to have the other dads.
I don't want to hang with the other dads. I don't want to hang with the kids.
I don't want to see the dads see me eating donuts either. That's awkward.
Right. I hate that crap.
I don't do too.
I don't do any of the moms
muffins,
and dads things.
Muffins for moms.
Don't do that. No.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's just
it.
Like that. That's being herded into your little box.
Mm-hmm. It's there in control.
And I find it tremendously awkward.
Yeah.
I don't like being, I don't even like going to the assemblies. I'm sorry, the performances, you know, where the
Do
dad,
they know that you're something of a famous radio announcer?
That ship has sailed.
Oh, no.
That ship has sailed.
Maybe you need act.
That's your mistake for moving out of market. you move down to where no one knows you.
Moving out of market. what happened to me the other day? Oh, some guy that, you know, doesn't really track with what I do. So what did you talk about on your radio show today? And I always like that when I hear that.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just like, oh, same old, same old. And then I kind of look around. Is anyone looking? Yeah. We're constantly searching for approval. That's what we're doing. But is it something that I did a lot? No, I didn't. Is it something I would, I'd be lying if I said I even was like totally into it. But I thought it was a nice thing, and my wife loved it.
Is part of it that you always had the option to do it? You didn't necessarily want to call in that card, but you knew you could do it. Yeah, of course.
You know what? For
They've
me, when
taken
I first
away.
Did it, it was just getting, you know, you're out, you have extra time, you're running errands, or you got a day off from work and you roll over, and it's like, I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime there's a little freedom to do that. And by the way, safety not compromised at all based on the sign in.
You always leave your handguns in the car, don't you?
I leave all of my firearms in the car.
Good boy.
That's the way I do it. So that's it. Just wanted to give my two cents.
Well, I think it sucks. I think it sucks they've taken it away.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, there was good. Yesterday was filled with good moments and bad. The other bad moment, the first tryout of my son's school career.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny. When the lightning alarm goes off, they had to base the lightning alarm at the school, which was about 2 miles from where they were playing golf. They had to adhere to the lightning alarm at the school location. And so when we got there to pick him up about an hour and a half after school, they had not been able to do tryouts because there was a lightning alarm. And somebody was funny the other day when one of the parents was out there. And look, safety first. I believe in that 100%. Somebody said, you know, it's a 10-mile alarm. If there's lightning within 10 miles, it's August in Florida. There is always lightning 10 miles away.
And,
and they're kind of right about that. We're rumbling right now.
What is the protocol? Is it no strike for 10 minutes?
They reset after 30 minutes.
Okay. Because it was 10 minutes up here. I remember that.
It's now it's a 10-mile radius with a 30-minute reset.
Okay.
And, you know, and it can reset any time during that 30 minutes.
Maybe a waiver. you guys can sign that your kid, I'm okay if my kid gets struck. I will not blame the school.
Or is this just another way to prevent the child from having contact with the parent, which seems to be a number one in your county anymore?
You know, I don't know what the hell
it
is.
They used to encourage parental involvement.
Right.
Instead of prevent it.
But that combined, you know, I was really, really excited for him to find out how he did. And then, because I'm hyper competitive that way. And then to find out that they didn't get to do it. And then right on the heels of that, that little memo came out. And, you know, and it bugged me. It really, really bugged me.
It should bug you.
But, you know, other than that, I had a win, one of the bigger wins that I've had in the doggy sweepstakes in my domicile.
In what way?
This is another thing where if you transcribe this broadcast and you hear what I'm talking about, you will say, that is the most pathetic show that I think I've ever. These are things that do not really matter to anyone. So
you don't have to put the words in their mouths. They say it already.
Say it already.
You know, you're just giving them the clip to post.
And if you wanted to, Mike was talking about his dogs again. Lick my bag, lick my bag, lick my little Irish bag. Thank you.
If you want a transcript of our show, just send us $10 and we will send you one. If you like that. Yeah, we have it. So let us know.
You know that I have had a problem in my home with the house training of the dogs. And not only has
even
the
some
one,
regression, right? Since you got the second dog.
With the older one, yes. Very badly, actually. To the point where now we don't know which one. And that's very frustrating. But this is or me.
Well, I was gonna
could be me with incontinence.
Can you feed one of the dogs asparagus?
It was Winslow.
Right, a little food dye.
Yeah, a little food dye. Great idea.
That is a great idea, Josh.
So here's the deal in my house.
Okay.
I got a typical Florida house built on a slab, one level, you know, no stairs to you know, those pesky stairs the elderly
hate. Well, you're thinking ahead.
Yeah, right. And we have two crates where sometimes they sleep in them, and when people are coming to the house to do any work in the house, we put them in crates. Or like a friend's being dropped off, the dogs tend to go badass, we put them in the crate. And then there is a separate area, which I purchased last year, that is a pen where they have a little more room to hang out together, but they we don't have to worry about them wandering the house.
What,
so
the pen is like what, like 6,000 square feet?
Right, it's alligator Alcatraz.
It's very similar to the it's the dimensions of Cowboys Stadium. Now
the old one. I mean, you didn't get silly.
Yeah, Texas Stadium.
Yeah.
The only options we have had are putting him in that pen, putting him in the crates, or letting them run around. And the only time they have accidents is running around. And what we had was the kitchen and then the living room. They're both one solid and dining room. It's one big area.
Like a great like
an
room.
Open. It's an open concept floor plan, Rob. Sure, that's what it is. And that's wide open. And then when we have the hallway that goes down to my son's room and this studio, we would have a little gate that they would not be able to sneak down the hallway. And then the other gate we would have would be off of the kitchen to go into the little den off of the kitchen.
I see, yeah.
And that's an open-air den with no doors. So there are two entrances, and we would have another gate. So a total of three gates, one, two for the den and one for the hallway, and then they'd have the run of the place. Well, guess what?
What?
Where do they pee? They pee in back of us when we're sitting there watching TV, hanging out on our computers, that they would sneak. Never in front of us.
Do you hear it while you're watching TV? Or
no.
Is it a surprise
if I heard it, I'd be able to stop it. I you know, no, they sneak. They sneak. And if there's one area, the one thing about Stubby, who is it just has
the younger. He's the younger one.
An innate sense of any opening in a door, any doorway, any gate is open, he will immediately has a sixth sense of, I'm going to go out and soil something. That's what he's going to do. So my new couch, they call it a sectional, is big enough where it takes up the whole living area with maybe a little walkway on the right and a little. Well, that walkway, it turns out, is perfect, and it fits. The gates fit right over that walkway area. And what I did is I moved the gates from the den to just the edge of the sectional, which means now the dogs have free run of that part of the home, but it's all in front of us. All visual.
That's
they can
beautiful.
Go here, there. But what they can't do, the little bastards, is they can't get in back of us anymore. And so I, yesterday was a pee and poo free day because they're not going to do it in front of us because they know they're going to get it. They're smart enough to know that. They're smart enough to know that. And I'm telling you, it's a win. This morning, took them for their little walk doing my show prep, put them in the same area. There they are, free to wrestle and do whatever they want right in front of me. Not an accident happened. And by the way, when I took them out this morning after they were, by the way, they don't do this at night. They either sleep in their crates or they stay on the bed.
Okay.
And they don't get down, well, and there are no accidents.
That means it was never accidents. They do it on purpose.
Of course they do.
It's a move on you.
Of course they do. And so now when you prohibit them from doing it, I think it will get ingrained that this. And by the way, when I took them out this morning for their little walk, bam, right away. All the business done in short order. And now they are in the pen, in the den, and they will be, as soon as I'm done with the show, if I'm staying in the home, they will be in front of me again. It is a solution. It is the solution that will work, and I am confident, and I feel this may not mean anything to you, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, but to me, this was brilliant, and I wish I'd thought of it sooner.
I applaud you, but I have a question. I have a question. Would you characterize either of your dogs as particularly smart?
No.
Okay, because I've got a smart dog and a dumb dog right now. I'm boarding Sebastian again.
One is
so
smarter.
Dumb.
Winslow is smarter than the younger one.
Okay, would Winslow be able to figure out the fact that if he hopped up on the sofa, he could defeat it?
Not only would he be smart enough, but he did it when Carla came home last night.
Oh, the excitement triggered him to jump over the sofa.
But the good news is he's over there. And once again, when they're in front of us and we're on that sofa,
yes,
he's not doing it.
No, but he's over there now.
I'm over here now.
They're not allowed on the sofa.
Got rid of the thing that would stop that.
The pipe
and drape.
Oh, my God. Pipe and drape. You could keep them forever. It would be awesome.
You always go back to the pipe and drape, don't you? Yes, sirree. Sunnier days. Such a good time. Yeah. Yeah.
So many pipes. Else.
So
And remember,
fantastic.
Mike, don't touch it because you'll cut yourself.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Oh, and one last little win. Josh, you might be tracking with this before we move on here. Last night, right before bed, probably 9:30, something like that. It was later with my kid going to bed past his usual time that he goes. And he's bitching about, hey, Dad, I can't get my phone's not working. My phone's not working. And I'm like, well, let me see. And I'm going in. Remember, I reset all the stuff to get the printer to work.
Yeah.
And I'm going into my router settings again and saying, oh, I don't see anything. I said, well, it says here. No, you can't get. And he can't get on this website. Carla doesn't share anything for him. He doesn't even give me a look. And then when we finally get to bed, she goes, you know, I have him on, I think it's called Bark.
Bark is a service.
It's a service that they have. Carla has gotten into Bark and set all the parental controls up. So after 8 o'clock.
Time. It wasn't nothing. The type of website he was trying to visit.
Yeah.
It was the time.
It was TikTok.
No.
And and then his gaming system and his
That's
other
pretty cool.
computer.
Yeah. I like
and
that.
I looked at her. I said, well, why didn't you tell me that? He was sitting right there. I said, well, you should tell him anyway.
Yeah,
I don't care if
he
knows.
He should know that.
Yeah. He should know. It's called having control.
It's called being the boss. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So not only am
Has
I
it affected you?
No, not one. Well, because it doesn't apply to me. It's my computer gets to stay up as late as it wants because I'm 66
years old. Okay, I thought maybe you were on the Bark system.
No, I'm not on the Bark system. If I was.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
If you're on it, you don't know.
I was cleaning out my cash, though, freeing up some space. And I realized, I hadn't realized you stay kind of locked into these sites for a long time, even if you think you delete them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, x.com, why is that on there? Well, goodbye to you. See you later, alligator.
Fishingbosoms.com.
Fishing bosoms. Burmese naked python hunters, too.
Bonus.com.
That was it. By the way, that'll be on the bonus show as well. We're going to be doing a deep dive on kind of the things you see on AI. Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be a saucy, sexy show.
Saucy.
That's tomorrow, but you got to subscribe. We have more show coming up later on in the program. We'll talk about Facebook being nice to us again.
Thank you.
La, 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 la. And, man, I cannot wait to talk about what the boys brought up today. The barrel of crack. I'm sorry, the cracker barrel. all that coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. So stay tuned, won't you please? Hey, this episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on a new special edition product, a salted caramel chip protein bar. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, my salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only a gram of sugar, plus nutrients like Lion's Mane Adaptogen. And 10% of sales go to Chef Keller's nonprofit program, Mentor, supporting the next generation of aspiring U.S. chefs. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ Bars and all of their amazing products. I'm in love. When products are co-created by a Michelin star chef, they taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ bar, I feel amazing. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. IQ Bar, the best. Hey, nausea. Meet your arch enemy, Relief Band. It's the original anti-nausea wristband. It's clinically proven. I've used it at sea. It's drug-free, and it's doctor-recommended. It stops nausea. There it is. There's the box right now with the brand-new updated version. It stops motion sickness.
Right there.
And migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, more. Just strap it on. I've used it out there on the water. Adjust the intensity on your wrist and feel relief kick in fast with zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further with smart skin sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. It is actually true. Trust me, it works. I have it. I use it. I love it. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital-developed, doctor-backed, life-changing. So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea-free. Josh took it on his cruise. I took it on the fishing trip with the boys. It works.
I've worn it at theme parks for spinning rides. It's fantastic.
That's another great one. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you, my friend, and take advantage of this, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com. That's reliefband.com. And use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping, ladies and gentlemen. Time for news, as Paul Harvey would say.
Stand by for news.
News. News. We start today with Coney Island.
I believe named for rabbits.
Really?
I think Coney has something to do with rabbits for some reason.
Coney Island is hosting a Pee Wee Herman lookalike contest. Get your suit out, Rob.
Get your casket out.
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
I'm sorry to say that.
The Pee Wee Herman lookalike contest is this Sunday, so you have time to get up there.
Thank you.
Not only is it to honor the late Paul Rubens, but also to celebrate the 40th anniversary. Can you believe it? 40 years ago was Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, my God. I saw it.
40 years. God,
I remember. Time. I remember WAVA hosting a power premiere for that. And I didn't go to it, but I tried. And I did see it in the theater multiple times, and I saw it on re-release. I love that film.
Were you at Don's house when we all went, or was that John Norman?
That was, I think that had to be not John Norman even, because that predates me.
That wasn't John Norman, but it was another dude.
Was it John Nolan?
John Nolan. Uh-huh. Johnny Nolan.
The original producer of The Morning Zoo. Yeah.
Norman was never allowed at the house.
with his feral cats.
Yes, exactly.
Of course, Pee-wee costumes are expected, but there will also be a category for those who want to dress up as their favorite character from Pee-wee's Playhouse. Rob, you should go as Francis.
Well, I could do Francis Buxton. I would also like to be King of Cartoons or Cowboy Curtis.
I would love to see as Francis Buxton.
Halloween is coming up.
40 years ago. God.
It's a long time ago.
We'll probably do a Halloween cocktail party where we dress up again, right?
Of course.
I'll put that request in early. You have plenty of time.
Don't you make me?
I'll let you do a request for me, too, if you want.
All right, well, let me think on it.
Let's see. Yvonne, Cowboy Curtis,
actually,
John B.
Mike, it would be great if you were Mr. Buxton.
My father said I can get anything I want.
Now you get out of here, Pee-wee.
Large Marge, Dottie, co-host for the contest says, quote, "We can't wait to see how creative the people of New York City and beyond are going to get."
Oh, so they're leaving the creativity to the contestant. Nice.
Yes, I think that's wonderful. All right, Sydney Sweeney in the news again, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank goodness.
It seems like every single week. You're a fan, I take it. She is not naive as to what people say about her online, and she doesn't let it bother her. She says it's important to know because, quote, everything is a conversation with the audience. Take, for example, her limited edition soap with Dr. Squatch. Have either of you ever purchased a Dr. Squatch soap bar?
I'm familiar with the brand. I've never patronized it.
Apparently it was infused, her soap, with her own bathwater. Even though it sold out in seconds, there was backlash, mainly from women. Quote, "It was mainly the girls making comments about it, which I thought was really interesting. They all loved the idea of Jacob Elordi's bathwater." Do you know what that?
Of course.
Do you know what we're talking about with that? Remember Saltburn?
Yeah.
Gross.
Remember that time? It was a year or so ago when every week a Jacob Elordi movie came out, mm-hmm. and none of them really satisfying.
No, it was. Yeah. That one was creepy. Yeah. These comments came from an interview with the Wall Street Journal, which noted Sydney refused to comment on the infamous American Eagle jeans controversy.
I know that she is lovely, but she's so overrated flavor of the month to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I tend to agree with you.
There's nothing that is sort of memorable about.
Where do you line up on Sydney Sweeney? She might be on your team, Josh. So I'm wondering where you line up on her.
I don't care. She's fine.
That's nice. You should have her out to the house.
Very good. Thank you. Shatner in the news. I always love this.
Denny
Shatner. Shatner will, I think, give until he's gone. I think he'll continue to give.
He'll figure out a way to give after he's gone.
He's writing a new book.
Oh.
And he wants to interview you.
Oh.
The book is called William Shatner and You.
Oh, no.
It'll feature personal reflections from his fans on how his work touched them.
So, he's not really writing it. He's compiling it.
He is asking people to submit stories about how he has influenced their lives.
Mike, write him a story about when you had him on the show and he wouldn't stop eating a sandwich.
And if he chooses yours to include in the book, I don't know which is worse, doing this or getting a cookbook with listeners sending in recipes.
Well, that's why I want to see what he's given his lucky winners.
This is how you make triple pudding.
Oh, wow. If he chooses yours to include in the book, he will personally interview you.
Oh!
Ooh. And that Zoom conversation may be included, too. Shatner says, quote,
We might steal that idea.
It is
good,
isn't
it? An interesting idea.
I love that idea. My greatest joy. Here's his quote. My greatest joy has been the connection I've shared with fans over the years. The book is a celebration of them, their stories, their passion, and the bond we've built together.
This is
so Shatner-y, isn't it?
BS. This is bull Shatner, because what happened is for many years, they even built a Saturday Night Live bit around it. He didn't like Star Trek fans.
Right.
He did not like them. He wanted them to, quote, get a life. And now he's embracing them for
cash. There's a catch, Rob. There's a catch.
A Shatner catch.
The only catch is you have to pre-order the book. Is he listening to this show?
Hey, I'm kind of curious about
it. Sounds like it.
If you want to submit your story, you have to pre-order the book. We didn't require people to pre-order the book to put their recipes in.
No, because we're the people's podcast, Mike.
But I do like the idea of interviewing the rest of the people who submit recipes and finding out about
that's not a bad idea.
And why it's important to them.
I think it would be great if we got a recipe submission from Leonard Nimoy.
He's dead, Rob.
Oh, well, he would have to have sent it a long time ago.
Well, anyway, then again, if Shatner means that much to you, you're probably going to order it anyway. William Shatner and you.
What do you think would be
next year?
Okay, a two-tiered question. What would be the letter that he wants to get for the book? And what will be the average letter that he does get?
I think the letters that I and memos that I get that mean the most to me are when people are dealing with horrible situations in their life.
I agree.
And the escape is the work that we've done. That, to me, is the greatest thing somebody can say. It's the most meaningful, and it's really when I reflect on everything I've done, that's the only thing that really matters. So,
but what do you think Shatner would actually get?
I think he's a sex god.
Yeah, that's what he
wants. That's what he'll like, absolutely. AAA recently put five unnamed driver assist systems. They call it ADAS. I'm not sure what that stands
for. Oh, AAA. This is not my organization.
AAA. No, yes. Not Alcoholics Anonymous.
Thank you.
They put these systems to the test in the L.A. area. The testers went out together in morning and afternoon traffic, covering the same routes at the same time. In addition to comparing how these systems worked in the real world, AAA wanted to compare the performance of some more capable systems, I guess, that do more,
right,
that allow drivers to take their hands off the wheel. That's the real driver assist, versus systems that require drivers to keep their hands on the wheel. On average, these systems buy the driver less than 10 minutes of peace in a traffic jam. I cry BS. I've been in traffic, and I've lasted a lot longer than 10 minutes with my driver assist program, and that's bumper to bumper. AAA found that notable events were recorded by the data capture systems every 3.2 miles or 9.1 minutes on average, and 85% of those notable events required the driver to intervene. Disagree? Sorry, disagree. Yeah. I think it might be BS. What it does is if you are distracted, it will warn you once on mine. It will warn you twice, and then it will literally pull over and get you out of traffic if you are not paying attention to it. But if I am going from one exit to another exit with a roughly 20 to 25-minute commute, I have used that multiple times exit to exit. In traffic without my hands touching the wheel.
Now, when you are warned and you ignore it and you get pulled off the road, does it usually pick a Culver's to pull into?
Orders.
Can you program that?
And orders the what's it called? What do they call the Culver's thing?
Butterburgers.
Yeah. It's Butterburgers, but then there's the...
I get the sourdough melt.
The sourdough melt is that, but I'm talking about the sweet treat. It's not...
The concrete.
The concrete.
Oh, that's technically what a blizzard is. Yeah.
Turn it upside down. There's that. And, the bottom line is I have personal anecdotes to back up the fact that mine worked okay. But I've also had scary moments with it, too, where I took over because I just didn't trust it. So
when the test
I think
drivers,
it's a good idea. A good rule of thumb is not to trust those things.
No, but it's a nice layer of protection.
Yeah, if your eyes are open, you're watching traffic, that's the way you should drive all the time anyway.
When they got to their destination, all of these auto drive systems in California, they got there and the people that were conducting the survey said, "What are you doing here?"
I'll get on the five. How are you doing, Goody, in La Cienega? Take the trip over to Wilshire Boulevard, D'Inferno. Instacart just released some data on pickle orders across the country for whatever reason. And the states with the highest rate of pickle orders were listed. Generally, pickles seem to be the most popular in the middle of the country. I'll go from back of the barrel, the pickle barrel. Let's see. We've got, the highest rate of pickle orders were North Dakota and South Dakota. They like their pickles up there.
And why divide them? It's the same state.
followed by Iowa, West Virginia, Vermont, Mississippi, Minnesota, Arkansas, and Kansas. The states least into pickles.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would think it would have to be an outlier, so I will say that the Hawaiians eat the least amount of pickles.
You are correct, sir. Not number one, but you are correct.
Oh, okay.
Would you like another one? Would you like to guess another one?
Same strategy. I'll say Alaska.
No, that is incorrect. Not Alaska. Josh, you want to try a guess for states that aren't into pickles?
Thinking warm weather. I'm thinking Arizona.
Arizona is not on the list, but Nevada is. Here they are: Maryland, New York, Nevada, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., California, Hawaii, and the least favorite pickle place in the United States, the state that likes them the least.
I defer to Josh. Josh, what's
Michigan.
Your thought?
No.
Yes.
Oh, wait. No, we did Maryland. You had Maryland and D.C., so I
had Maryland and D.C. Mm-hmm. Not Virginia.
Is it a Carolina?
Why do I put my fist up in the air?
Because you're proud of your heritage?
Florida.
I don't know.
Oh, Florida.
Florida. Florida, my state.
Oh,
doesn't like pickles. I don't mind a good pickle once in a while, but I'm not all into them.
Do you have pickles in your fridge right now?
I do not.
I would like to recommend a brand of pickle to you.
Grillo's?
Yes, they are the best by far.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
The Red Sox, do they advertise them on Baltimore's games? Because they advertise them on Sox games all the time.
No they are so
Grillo's
good.
Grillo's are the best.
And you can get them in the spears or slices. They're highly recommended.
And at Costco.
Yes, I was going to leave that out.
Thursday, the date is, what is this, August 21st. August 21st, 2025, Thursday night, and I'd just like to say, hey, Yankee fans, suck it. Anyway, there you go.
Thanks for censoring yourself there.
What's that? Yeah, I do. I can do that. I'm a broadcaster. Yeah,
it's
a trained
up to
professional.
You, New York, New York.
Finally.
Four games, right?
Four games.
And four wins.
And four lovely TV moments for me. A dim-witted crook. Landed back behind bars for allegedly swiping a government vehicle for a ride home 2 hours after walking out of a Louisiana jail.
Wow.
Two hours. Lisa Cleaver was hit. She's 42 years old. She was hit with theft charges and hauled back to jail Monday morning after stealing a Department of Public Works truck and leaving her discharge papers inside of it. Deputy said this dolt first tried to hijack an unmarked squad car from the jail parking lot immediately after her 7 a.m. release on criminal trespassing charges. She was unsuccessful with the unmarked car. Cleaver then made off with the public works truck before ditching it and hitching a ride with someone heading south along State Highway 63. Was that state? Hey, what are you doing here?
Why are you in that truck?
Authorities rushed to the area after receiving reports of a suspicious woman wandering in the middle of the highway and found the outlaw inside a grocery store where she was detained. She was charged with theft of a vehicle and attempted theft of a vehicle. Lisa Cleaver's, I've got a poem that I wrote about.
Oh, this is exciting, Josh. I know you haven't been with the show as long as some of the other people, but sometimes Mike will write a poem, and we're going to have it right now.
Towards the end of the week.
Sure. It's a Friday, a Thursday special.
What it is. A poem by Michael O'Mara.
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Cleaver's top priority was not to function in society. Lisa's thing was stealing cars and hitching rides and finding bars. And here's the thing with Lisa Cleaver. The cops who caught her said...
Nice beaver.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe
Thank
your best you. Poem ever.
Thank you. I know. I'm ready to play today,
and
boys.
I'm shocked the sound effect worked all right.
I know.
You got the timing perfect.
Yes, yeah. I did. I'm so happy.
Write it down. August 21st. It worked.
My God, man. I'll tell you. I'm so pathetic when I get excited about stuff like that.
It's good stuff.
I can't help myself. Hey, everybody. I'm drinking it right now. You know it. You love it. One of our favorite sponsors. This program sponsored by Liquid IV. Soak up the last of summer or power through that back to routine grind with Liquid IV's Orange Nilla Dream Hydration Multiplier. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I got a letter from a listener named Drew Balinski. I've met Drew. He's a good guy. And he said this is not a solicitation, but he wanted to express his amazement, his word, about Liquid IV. Every year he goes to the, what is called the annual Great Taste of the Midwest Beer Festival.
Yes.
And he said he loves it, but he always wakes up feeling horrible, dehydrated, exhausted, and maybe a little nauseous after really hanging out at the beer festival. He took Liquid IV with him this year. He said it made his mornings absolutely different. He would drink it in the morning, he'd drink it in the evening, and he woke up feeling fantastic.
Nothing
even in 90
better.
Degree temperatures. So,
nothing
Drew, thank
better.
You for weighing in. He says 5 stars, highly recommended Liquid IV.
I do too. I drink it every day out in 98 degree and 111 heat index when I'm out on the golf course. It's packed with 3 times the electrolytes of the sports drinks that you know of, plus 8 essential vitamins. And it's non-GMO. By the way, I'm seeing more people all the time getting those packets and drinking their Liquid IV.
The
it's
sticks, non-GMO. Mike. Liquid the IV sticks. Sticks.
Non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. If you want sugar-free, well, that's all I drink. They've got it, and they've got multiple flavors, too. It's cutting-edge science that makes Liquid IV so special. Use the code TMOS at checkout and score 20% off your order. Grab a stick, rip it open, and start sipping. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Savor the last bits of summer with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. Orange Vanilla Dream. It's the cream of the crop. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, boys.
Yeah.
Lay it on me. Cracker Barrel.
Mike.
Yeah.
Should you reinvent something that works pretty good already? And is there any need to reinvent the image of Cracker Barrel?
All right. I think you may be giving Cracker Barrel more credit than they deserve. I think there are multiple things I would tell you at Cracker Barrel that could be improved.
Okay. Before we go on.
Besides the clientele.
Oh,
they can't control that.
I'm out. Sorry.
No. Then what would you do to improve it?
I would make it cleaner. I think sometimes when they're super busy, they tend to be, you know, a food factory and they slop around.
Okay.
And
I think sometimes
it's too big. Sometimes.
I agree with you. I think sometimes they use the antique look of the store to hide dirtiness.
I agree. And
yeah,
so
but
that's,
the table
that, that's
is.
One.
I mean, you can have dusty saxophones on the wall. By the way, that was my old DJ name, Dusty Saxophone.
It's the Dusty Saxophone Show.
But I don't mind a dusty saxophone if the plate and the table and the flatware is clean.
It's the sticky menu that gets me.
Thank you very much, Josh Soroka. There you go. And I think that I have had multiple experiences because I don't mind going to the Cracker Barrel once in a while. Multiple experiences of. You know, service that I wouldn't call numero uno. You know what I mean? So
but
I think
the
they can
food,
improve
Mike,
on that.
The food,
I like their blueberry pancakes. They're pretty good.
I think
those.
They're the only restaurant in the world that still serves country ham, which is
oh,
great.
Oh, there it is. That's what you like, right? Is that what you
I
get
like
every time?
Cornbread.
Cornbread's good.
Yeah.
Do you
and
get the
also,
country ham?
Every time. They also do sliced tomatoes for breakfast, which I think is great. I love the old-fashioned sort
you
of food
the
that they serve.
Chicken fried steak?
Not
I've
usually for breakfast.
I've had that, and that's not bad. Yeah, I mean, the food is for simple, inexpensive, food. I would never have that little store in the front.
I would never eat there if I wasn't traveling. It's not like someplace I'd leave my home
go
to.
I have gone there when I wasn't. I have gone there
really?
When we want to. We do it for kind of like a, you know how we all talk about it.
Yeah.
You want to go, and this not slamming them. You want to go out for some bad food?
Yeah.
That's what we say
when
we want to go out and get that.
The equivalent of a tater tot casserole on the menu. So it's hard not to love it. And they're doing okay, Mike. If you want to invest.
Health consultant Rob Spiewak.
I don't go that often. Mike, if you want to invest in Cracker Barrel on the New York Stock Exchange, they are CBRL. That is their code. But they're up
8%. You never hear about that many closings, right, with the Cracker Barrel?
Well, they're up 8% last year. And I guess that started, and Josh, it's funny you brought it up. They're actually decluttering the restaurant on purpose. They're making it have a It's still going to have that sort of bucolic feel, but mm-hmm. it will be less cluttered. But the big thing that
like all the crap on the walls, you mean?
Yeah, some of that will come down.
What about the store?
The store stays in place as far as I know.
The store.
I like the store too. If you're waiting, there's lots of stuff to look
at.
You get
the water around. I've got a great candy selection.
Mm-hmm. I have a vast collection of red, white, and blue flag cowboy hats.
I want to know who are the people that are buying the Christmas decorations that are like $80 and $90 at
Cracker
Barrel.
Doesn't it make you feel kind of warm and fuzzy, though, when you go into
that
store?
It does. But the thing that people are most upset about, Mike, is they've changed the logo of Cracker Barrel.
Really?
Now, Josh, do you have the... that's the old one.
On the left and the new one on the right.
Oh, it's not that big a deal.
I don't know.
But I don't know. That would be an example of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I agree.
I don't know.
It's too modern.
It's too modern for... You got to have that old homey kind of thing. You know, I disagree with the move, Rob. Think you're spot on
that. I think you could have gotten away with taking the old man off the barrel, but you want to leave the barrel because it is a cracker barrel. You know,
and that's my question is I don't know what the original shape is supposed to be of the big yellow blob behind Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
but it's way too much yellow space on the new logo.
Yeah, yep. I agree.
And it's it
looks
work
like a
for
bean.
Me.
It looks like a bean.
Do you think, Rob, getting to your conspiracy theories that you always have, do you think maybe they're doing this to
get
the blowback and then they're going to go back to the original logo?
Yeah.
Especially when they have people on social media, and this is a quote, Mike. Social media says, changing the logo just feels like another little piece of culture dying off. Now, I'm not going to go that far.
All right, here we go. This is why I think it's a scam.
All right.
Think of the expense. With those signs they have, the kind of signs that are 700 feet in the air, right?
Visible from the highway?
There's no way they're going to do it. It's too expensive. It's too expensive, but this is a way to get them. I guarantee this is a scam. That looks like they went out of their way. First of all, they kept the exact same logo with the exact same font.
The K is different. Look at the K in Cracker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And if you want to talk fonts, I'll get Julia on the phone. She'll explain everything.
But do you think this could be just a scam to get buzz about the Cracker Barrel?
I'm feeling it as a little Tom Hanksy. Because, again, if you have an establishment that's been around for 50 years and you're still up a full percent point from last year, don't touch it.
Here it is. Might take a while.
But it's a new CEO.
It's a new CEO.
So she's trying to put her name down. Yeah.
It's like, you know, somebody, you mean somebody's in there saying you can't have lunch with your kids? Is that what it is?
Mike, I was not going to say that because you wouldn't like it if I said that.
I know. I was able to. So here's the thing. We're going to have to wait. If you see one of those really implemented on the big sign, then we'll know that we were wrong.
And the first person to send us a picture of the Cracker Barrel new logo on the big sign gets a transcript of today's show.
Thank you. That's a wonderful idea. And that's great.
And that yellow blob is supposed to be a kidney bean.
I said bean. I win the Cracker Barrel trophy.
Well, then it would be a bean barrel, those bastards.
Mike, how have you been?
Coming up, I want to share some thoughts on a guy we lost yesterday who was, I think, very, very special. We'll do that. But first, I want to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, about a new sponsor, Incogni. This episode powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Oh, what a great company this is. Here's the deal. Data brokers scoop up your info, the names, the addresses, even SSNs, the social security numbers, and they sell it to whoever's paying. You know this. Everybody knows this. Mm-hmm. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing.
Oh,
God knows what they're capable
Mike,
of.
Mike, remember on yesterday's show when my landline rang and it peeved everybody and I said it's not on Incogni because it was a spam call? Immediately after the show, two clicks on their website, added the phone number of my landline, not a single ring since. Done. Yeah. Absolutely done.
Everybody's got to be aware of it. Identity theft is always just around the corner. Data breaches jumped 72% in 23 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers. Keep monitoring and push back when brokers resist. They do that too. Stay off their list, period. With four flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Here's the bottom line. If your data is out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS. Josh, my sincere apologies for not sending you video of this guy. I'm going to see if there's any way you can bring it up when we're doing this segment here, because I want to talk about it. Okay. The guy's name, and most people have seen this guy because he's gone viral multiple times. Judge Frank Caprio. He is a judge from Rhode Island. He was battling pancreatic cancer. He passed away. I don't like it when people say, if you're not touched by this, you don't have a soul. But this guy, maybe 5-10 years ago, I became aware of this guy. He was a judge in Rhode Island. He started going viral. I have no idea how long ago.
We've played him in beautiful video before.
He is, they call him the kindest judge. And the only thing I can say about him is that I believe this was sincere. I believe that what he did was something that he felt in his heart when he would take people that were in one of the most stressful environments you can possibly get in, going into court for anything, and he would be a human being. He would be compassionate. And in this day and age, when more and more compassion is being lost, we are we're the least compassionate as a people in this United States than we've ever been. And I know that compassion is mocked now
by many people, seen as a total weakness.
Would you like to see a little bit?
Let's take a look at the late, unfortunately, Judge Frank Caprio.
Right. Now, you're going to say guilty or not guilty. What do you say?
Guilty.
Guilty.
We all have life's challenges. We can face them in two ways. We can either crumble and succumb to them, or we can rise above them. You know, and I'm sure you have the strength and the courage to rise above them. The one thing you don't have to worry about are these tickets. Right? He's going to get dismissed. Mr. Corrella, you are charged with a school zone violation.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I don't drive that fast.
I love this one.
I'm
Thanks for getting this, Josh.
I'm 96
years
old, and I drive slowly, and I only drive when I have to. I was going to the blood work for my boy. He's handicapped.
Huh. You were taking your son to the doctor's office?
Yeah. I take him for blood work every 2 weeks because he's got cancer.
How old is your son?
63.
And you still, daddy's still taking care of him, right?
I only drive when I have to.
Yeah. I wish the best for your son, and I wish you good health, and your case is dismissed.
Wow. And it goes on, and it's just,
do you think
it's just
he
human
ever...
beings being lovely to one another, and I friggin' love it. I'm a sap for that kind of stuff.
I like
absolutely
it too.
Adore it. I really
do. You think
do.
The reason he died was that judge that said guilty when he should have said not guilty? I think that might have added to it.
He was very, very open about his pancreatic cancer diagnosis. And there were many very gut-wrenching videos where he asked people to pray for him. He was in remission, I believe, for a short time, and then it came back. And so we lost him at the age of 88.
Sad.
But he's a very popular guy.
Didn't know he had passed.
Go ahead, Josh.
I've got another video here of his funniest moments.
Oh, good. Okay, let's take a look.
Is the courtroom of Judge Frank Caprio, where people and cases are met with compassion. A different kind of judge. A courtroom like no other. This is Caught in Providence.
Vincenzo Femmia. Vincenzo.
Yes, sir. Yes, Your Honor.
What do your friends call you? They call you Vincenzo or they call you Vincent?
Vincent.
Or Vinny?
Vincent.
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 Very formal. They don't call you Vinny or anything like that.
Only my mother.
Your mother, what'd she call you? Fidenda.
Fidenda.
You don't know what that means.
No, but I'm sure that's a...
I love that guy, too.
It's a term of endearment.
He likes Cracker Barrel.
But usually when they say for them, they take their hand and they go like this.
For them, right?
Yes. It's a very interesting police report. This is the first police report that I've seen a person being accused of what you were being accused of. Here's what they accused you of being. Police report says that at this establishment that they were made aware of a subject being distrustful. I think they meant to say disturbing. Right? But they accused you of being distrustful. So we're going to get the lie detector test and put you on the test to see if he's distrustful or not. Inspector Quinn, what charges this being distrustful?
How do you do a charge?
That's great.
I never saw that one. I never saw that one. Oh, my
God. Well, safe home. What a good guy.
That video, as I loaded it, I just noticed it is 45 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
So we could be here all day.
You know, it's just, I think there are other people. In a world where, you know, is it your wife that loves the judge shows, Rob?
Yes, but if she would watch that judge show, I'd watch that. I don't want to watch Judge Joe Brown.
Isn't she kind of the polar opposite of he's the polar opposite of Judge Judy, I think.
Yeah, I think Judy is probably his polar opposite. And then don't forget, Mike, that they still have People's Court and they still have Doug Llewellyn on it.
You mean the Doug Llewellyn of the original one?
Yeah, the way they've modernized it is they will
120
do,
now? What the hell is
that's
that?
That's giving him all the best of it. After the case is decided, they throw it to a man on the street, which is Harvey Levin, talking to people that just watched the case. It looks like on Hollywood Boulevard. It's horrible. And then they go
right.
in.
Why did they bring TMZ's guy in? What was
I
the
think
point
to make them
that?
Relevant again? I mean,
just
that's a pretty good relevant.
To feed off that TMZ stuff?
Yeah, but then when they finish the man on the street, they throw it back. And Doug Llewellyn, looking like a bad wax figure of Doug Llewellyn, still does the post interview. Now, these repeat for years. So that could be like 5-4 years old. I don't know, but I've seen it.
Do you know what I just realized? I have not checked in with TMZ in months. I used to be a regular visitor. I don't go there.
It's a yawn now.
Isn't that weird?
No, not really.
Is that because we've been made aware of the cameras now and we just avoid?
I think there's less juicy topics out there, but also there are more respectable news sources that you can cite that are carrying the lowering of the standards at, say, ABC has made TMZ less valuable.
But I also think that people probably have to be, we would have to be more aware that there are cameras everywhere.
Of course,
now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way it goes. I mean, I watch a ton of videos online that are cop videos of people either behaving badly. Why are you laughing at me?
Well, that's why the top story on TMZ right now is an insane brawl breaks out on a Carnival cruise ship over chicken tenders.
And that
because
was probably, how old is that?
Everywhere.
How old is that? That because the Carnival cruise ship is, there's another one?
There's another one.
Yeah, but I mean, but
do we get copyright violation if we put a TMZ video up?
No, I can pull that.
You can pull that one?
But it just shows you that's what TMZ is covering now.
Yeah, and TMZ was named for Hollywood, the 30-mile zone. And this couldn't have anything less to do with show business than anything I can think of.
But it is a trend where I have seen in the last 3 weeks multiple brawls, and it always seems like it's a Carnival cruise ship where this happens, right? Yeah.
And by the way, there's no actual Carnival. Don't think that.
I saw one that was just, I didn't realize you could get that many people in a enclosed space on a ship. Mm-hmm. It was astonishing how many people were there. But brawls happen like when they're boarding the ship or when, this sounds like it might have happened in the buffet line.
Yeah. I wonder if alcohol had anything to do with it.
I think it may have a little bit. You know, who knows? I mean, I've never gotten that. I don't cruise. I'm looking forward to the one in December for the Mike O'Meara show.
Oh, you cruise.
I love boat cruise. No brawls allowed. Come on now.
No. But
I might go at it with Dirk. You know.
How will you sneak up on him from behind, or how are you going to do?
Hi, Carla. Splash.
Ow, my Adam's apple.
Do we have the brawl?
I can play it off this Instagram page.
Okay. Here we go. Let's take a look. Any audio with it?
There's no audio. There's no audio with it.
Man, that is a big brawl.
But it is a lot of people just swinging. I don't think this is about chicken tenders.
That looks to me like a fight in an old Western. I mean, everybody in the casino or the saloon is just pounding each other.
Wow.
Security's running away from the brawl.
Good. That's good. Lord.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man, roundhouses, too. You know?
Yeah.
A lady in the mix, too. How
a
about
lady?
That? Must have been some good tenders. All right.
Yeah.
Rob, do you have some beautiful video for us? Oh, by the way, rest in peace, Judge Caprio.
Yes.
You got some beautiful video for us today?
I seldom say this. Astounding video.
Oh, something to look forward to. But first, I want to tell you about our store. Shopping, ladies and gentlemen, is a low-key hassle. Enough already. Thank God times have changed, and everything you need can now be purchased at MikeOMaraShow.com. This is where you end the search for TMOS merch. We got mugs. We got sexy shirts with new designs arriving all the time. Hats. The TMOS beach towel. It's soft. And absorbent.
Well, Mike, what do you
wrong
want?
With you?
What do you want? A beach towel that doesn't dry you?
No,
that's
absorbent.
The pool water, wicks
gross.
It away from your body.
Plus, for the first time ever, our TMOS Family Cookbook. Pre-order it right now. And yes, never fear, darling. We have pickleball paddles.
Yay!
And I don't think it's old white guys exclusively that use pickleball paddles. I think this is a sport that's transforming the way we recreate in America.
I got a notice today about middle school pickleball teams.
Bingo. There it is.
For students who have been left back.
So stay out of the kitchen and hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com. The source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto. When it rains, it pours. Sure it is.
Josh, do you know what product famously used that as their slogan?
The TMOS umbrella.
No, it's Morton Salt. Morton Salt was when it rains, it pours.
I knew that.
Thank you, Mike. Let's do this.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, memories, Mike. Good memories.
Mike, the morning zoo.
A favorite of mine.
Wow.
I can't think of anyone that likes a flight delay. And the worst kind of flight delay is when you're on the plane and they still delay it. Happened to me once, 6.5 hours. Really bad. And then, then they unboarded us and put us in a hotel. So the time that we were on the plane was useless. And I got to thinking, what would make it okay? And are you familiar with a band or an old jazz organization called the Rippingtons or Dave Koz, the saxophone player?
I know the Rippingtons, yeah. Great music.
Sensational. Well, Dave Koz was on the...
This makes it worse.
No, this is
whenever
great.
You see someone start singing or playing music and you don't want that.
No, but wait till you see this. I think you're going to like
it. Is this where they go in and they're playing In the Stone?
No. This just happened.
Okay.
And let's go to our the youngest anchor we've got.
Passengers headed to Seattle had an unexpected surprise after many flight delays.
Look who's getting annoyed. Look at the guy down at the bottom of the screen that's getting annoyed.
Dave Koz and his band playing Stevie Wonder's You Haven't Done Nothing.
Now, I love the song You Haven't Done Nothing, so I wanted to see if there was any just pure video of the band playing. I would be out of my mind happy if this happened.
Not if that saxophone's right in your ear.
I'd take it.
You'd hate it, Josh?
Yeah, I don't think I'd like this. I'm not there for you.
I love it.
I do too. It.
Especially if we're waiting. Why not?
And also, Josh, that's different than like a singing flight attendant.
I also have many questions about how those instruments are allowed as carry-ons.
Oh, I think that a lot of instruments get their prized possession.
They pay extra, yeah.
Yet I can't take a little souvenir baseball bat on the plane.
Well, you know,
it can do a whole lot more
things
damage.
That are important. I like it when he gets curmudgeon-y. I really do. That's awesome.
I went to Toronto. I bought these bats. They took them away. I tried it again in Boston. They took it away.
Still bitter. He's still angry.
You need
about
to be
it.
Like Mike. Mike is so nice to the airline staff. He uses his golf bag as a carry-on. And they let him do it.
No, I for a long time, I was kind of bipolar when it came to flying. But many times, I think, Rob, you were with me a couple of times when I got a bottle of wine from the flight attendants.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I had so much fun with them. I, you know, and that was because I probably tuned up in the airport before. I don't understand.
Probably. He probably tuned up.
But, I mean, I can be an angry drunk, too. I really can. I just don't. But also, on airlines, I don't do it.
I think you can. You have enough control over your drunkenness style that on an airline you're usually happy. That's what I've always seen.
Yeah, I've been peppy and happy.
You were a great drinking buddy on flights. Oh, you really were. I'm sorry we can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. You never know. You never know. We might have a connecting flight and we'll meet up and
Mike,
do that.
Mike, I'm talking about the drinking.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
I got excited when you said you never know.
Yeah. Sorry.
Just make sure you pack your clarinet.
We got one in the house.
No. Yay.
Mike, okay, I'm talking to two Florida guys, and you never know when an alligator is going to come to your house. And that would suck. Because, I mean, if a size of gator's in your yard, you don't know how to handle
it. Look, I tell my son every time when he goes out and does fishing, when he illegally fishes in the neighborhood, I said, please, eyes open. You never know. If there's water, there could be a gator.
Yeah.
Period.
That's why, Mike, that's why you need to get a beagle.
No, go away.
Hey, way to go, Beaks. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, fantastic.
But the thing that is so horrifying about that video is not that there's a gator there. How fast the gator can move.
Yes,
sir,
roll
it
again and you'll
to.
See. This is why, you know, these are not slow moving creatures.
No. Right, that run in a zigzag's a lie.
That's fast.
Yeah, they can move.
So no thank you.
And they can move faster in short spaces too. Mm-hmm. So be aware of that.
And those people have Adirondack chairs and they're very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's close with this, Mike. You know I hate birds. I don't like them. I'm sorry to bird lovers out there. Don't like birds. Don't like talking birds, especially. But this commercial.
How can you not like birds?
Birds? I don't like them. I don't like birds that have an agenda, like a blue jay has an agenda.
They're just too smart for you.
Yeah, they are. They shouldn't talk. And also, why would I trust a creature of the air that can talk and live to be 120? I don't trust that. I do not.
Your hang up. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, I'm not unchanging. I like wax museums now. I've changed there. Baby steps. But this might be what gets me to like birds. They're genes for birds.
Making your nest, you want to look your best. You need some bird genes. Bird genes, you need your bird genes.
Yes, of course.
Bird genes.
Available exclusively at
Tree. What a stupid question I just asked.
What a
moronic question I just asked.
I want to
No,
play
there's a lady that puts them on the birds, you moron, O'Mara.
And stretches Micah. Those legs.
Let's listen to it one more time because the closing announcement is my favorite. Okay? There we go. And it's a catchy jingle.
Making your nest, you want to look your best. You need some bird jeans.
Available exclusively at Tree.
Available, Mike, at Tree.
Okay, yeah, you were right to play that again. Hey, we have an amazing bonus show tomorrow.
So much
it's
stuff.
Gonna be,
yeah.
I just gave you an example of why I need tutorials on AI. I'm every bit of 66 when it comes to artificial intelligence, and I got a lot of babes coming through my feed constantly. Gorgeous, beautiful creatures,
babes.
And I don't know whether they're real or not.
Babes.
Not that it would matter. I'm an old man. We'll be back tomorrow with a bonus show and back Monday with a real show. And thank you all for supporting us. And go pre-order your recipes on the TMOS Family Cookbook and go to the Mike O'Mara Show store. And thank you for supporting everything we do. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bird jeans.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown and I studied him.
Sponsored by Viagra.